time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Father, we want to say good morning to you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for another day. Another week. The beginning of another new year for your church. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for all you did last week. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for victory. Thank you for joy. Thank you for your protection. That as great as the crowd was, you took care. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. This morning, in a way that we have never experienced before, let us have an encounter with you. Every one of us, give us a major divine encounter today. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let somebody shout hallelujah. And then shake hands with one or two people and say, good morning, God bless you. And then let's open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 18.
Verse
1 to 5. Actually, you should read all the way to verse 14, but we will just read verse 1 to 5.
Oh, yeah, Genesis 18.
I'm reading from verse 1 to 5. And the Lord appeared unto him, that's unto Abraham, in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself towards the ground. Somebody is going to have a visit of joy today.
Amen.
And said, my Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Somebody will find favor with God today.
Amen.
And God will not depart from that fellow today. He said, let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that, ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant? And he said, so do as thou hast said.
Emi o si mu onje die wa ki eyin ki o fi okan yin bale leyin eyi ni ki eyin ki o ma koja lo onje nitori na li eyin se to mo odo yin wa won si wi pe se be bi iwo ti wi.
The Bible says Abraham was sitting in front of his tent. And he had a divine visitation. He lifted up his eyes and he saw the Almighty God and three other persons with two other people with him. And they stood by waiting for him to make a move. And God inspired him to make a move. Something told him, these people who are standing by me want to be invited in.
So
he ran to them.
Said,
please come. Drink some water. Wash your feet. And rest. While I go and prepare you some food. Because I know that's why you have come. That's why you come to me. And he said, go ahead, do what you have said. And he went in and prepared a wonderful meal for the visitors. The Bible said even while they were eating, he stood there serving them. And when they finished eating, I said, where's your wife? Oh, she's behind the tent. She joined me in cooking the food. Even though I'm the one serving now. They said, okay, tell her that which she had been expecting all these years. She will get it today. And when Sarah heard, she laughed. Because she thought it was already too late. And God said, Sarah, why are you laughing?
Sarah,
I didn't laugh. God said, is there anything too hard for God? In any case, whether you laughed or you didn't laugh, what I said I would do it. And from that day on, and for the rest of the life of Sarah and Abraham, they kept on laughing. And somebody here this morning, for the rest of your life, you won't know sorrow again. Nothing moves without a mover. A car cannot move without an engine. It is the engine that moves the car.
Engine in only moving.
If you don't start the engine, the car is going to stay in one place. But then behind the engine, there is a driver. It is the driver who will start the engine. It is the driver who knows that the engine must constantly be supplied with petrol.
That
if you fuel the engine today and you fail to fuel it tomorrow, even though it can move the car today, tomorrow it won't work.
And if you have a fuel in two cars, so walk up, so pity me or la.
That's why many people who have prospered have discovered that the fact that you gave an offering yesterday does not mean you must not give another today, because no petrol today, no movement. The offering of yesterday moves you forward yesterday. The offering of today will move you further than you were yesterday. And then there is a mover behind the mover behind the mover. Behind the driver is the one who employed the driver. The driver knows how to control the engine. He knows he must fuel the engine. But it is the one who employs the driver who will tell the driver where to go. And the greatest mover of all is God himself. Those who know how to move God, they are the ones who reach the top. Because even the one who employs the driver can also be moved. What he does can be determined by whether he's angry or happy. Something could happen that could make him change his mind that he's not traveling. If he says he's not traveling, the driver cannot start the engine, and the engine cannot move the car. Anyone who knows how to move God can get anything done on earth. That's why Paul said in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, he said, I want to know him. I want to know the greatest mover of all. The little bit I want to share with you today, if you pay close attention to it, for the rest of your life you will never laugh again.
Amen.
I will just share four little points quickly. Number one, God is never in need. You need to know that one. He is never hungry. He is never poor. He can never be poor. In Haggai chapter 2 verse 8. Haggai chapter 2 verse 8. He says, Gold is mine, silver is mine.
Oni wura temi, padaka temi na ni se.
He created them.
Owo ni o se eda won.
If he needed money, he can get it any time.
To ba ni owo bi se, o le ri ni igba ki igba.
If he wanted, he can ask a fish to produce money.
To ba wu, o le so fun eja pe iwo gbe owo jade.
He said, the earth is mine and the fullness thereof.
Oni temi Oluwa ni ile.
Psalm 24 verse 1. Psalm 24 verse
1.
He is the controller of whatever is inside the earth. And believe me honestly, all the wealth in the world today all came from the earth. Silver is from the air. Gold is from the air. Crude oil is from the air. Diamond is from the air. The wood you use in making furniture is from the air. Iron that we use to make pillars in building your house is from the air. Cement is from the air. Anything that is called wealth comes from the air. And he said, the earth is mine, and the fullness thereof. And then he went to say in Psalm 50, verse 10 to 12. Psalm 50, verse 10 to 12. He said, oh, the cattle on 1,000 hills. All the bush meat. All the fowls. I say I control them. So God is never in need.
He's
never hungry. When he asks you for an offering, it's not for his own use. It's for your use. The widow of
Zarephath
is the one who needed a miracle. Not Elijah. God had been feeding Elijah using birds for a year before he sent him to the widow of
Zarephath.
So any time you hear offering time from now on, rejoice, because God wants to do something for you. He is not in need. Let that one go deep down. Because when that goes deep down within you, you will become a cheerful giver. And when you become a cheerful giver, the Bible says, God loves a cheerful giver. When you become a cheerful giver, God begins to love you. And when God loves you, let me tell you one thing. Several things move God. Faith moves God. Giving moves God. Compassion moves him. But the thing that moves him the most is love. Because the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he did what? He gave his only begotten son. When love moves him, he will give his best. And the Bible says, he who has given us his only begotten son, what else will he not give us freely? Those of you who have ever been in love before, who have been in love before, you know you will do anything for the fellow you love. And when you become a cheerful giver, God begins to love you. When God loves you, His love can move you to any height. I'm looking at people this morning who reached the top. That's the first thing you need to know about God. He is not in need. Number two, when God reluctantly accepts an offering, He will still say thank you. In a very big way. In other words, when you offer Him an offering, and He receives it reluctantly, He will still reward you in a great way. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 17, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 17, when the great woman of Shunem invited Elisha to come and eat in her house, Elisha was very reluctant. The Bible said the woman constrained him. He almost used force on him before he went in to eat. At the end of the story, the thing that money could not buy, the only thing this woman lacked that didn't allow her joy to be full, God gave it to her, a son, in our old age. The moment you begin to understand God, even when nobody is asking for an offering, you want to give. Even if God takes it reluctantly, I can guarantee you He will still reward you with something that will make your joy full. I believe very firmly that the little you are hearing this morning is going to change your life so radically that before this year runs out, you will know the meaning of continuous joy. I can tell you several stories, but don't let me tell stories yet. Number three, when God gladly accepts an offering, when He receives it reluctantly, He gives you something that money can buy. When He now gladly accepts an offering, then He gives you a blank check. So write whatever you want there. The Second Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6 to 12. Second Chronicles 1, verse 6 to 12. He gladly accepted the offerings of Solomon, because the boy gave something nobody had ever given before. He gave God 1,000 burnt offerings in a single day. And God visited him, gave him a blank check, and said, anything you want, ask. Now, when we talk about a blank check, I mean, you've never seen anybody do that one. Because if you do it, it's either you are crazy or something is wrong somewhere. Because if any of you should give me a blank check, whatever you have in the bank is gone. Because people don't get blank check every day. So if you give me a blank check that will sign, I will say, I will go and fast and pray before I know what I will write there. Because you say, I can write whatever I want. If initially I thought of 1 billion, then I would think, I say, make, I may never get this opportunity again. I better increase it to 3 billion. And before I get to the bank, I might say, I better increase this thing to 10 billion because you never tell when I will get this opportunity again. It is only when I get to the bank that they will say, this man has only 5 billion. I say, okay, in that case, let's reduce it to 5. Do you know that in the account of God, there is no limit? No limit at all. You can ask and ask and ask, and there is no limit. Is the one that can be called the inexhaustible ocean. You can ask anything. If God smiles on your offering, you know you are settled for life. For life, you don't have to marry. I know at least a woman who gave an offering and God smiled on the offering. A woman who was in debt and God smiled on her offering. Today, she's a director of one of the big banks in Nigeria.
How?
She was sitting at home when somebody came and said, I want you to be a director of this bank. She had no money in the bank. No shares in the bank. But when God loves you, He opens a way where people say there is no way. People have said,
Daddy,
how did you think that this is the best place to put a camp? You must be a man of great vision. I just laughed. Man of great vision. Do you think I knew what God wanted to do here in detail by the time I came? No. All I know is this. I am a favorite of God. And when God loves you specially, He will order your steps. He will say, this is where I want you to go. And where He asks you to go may look very silly. And it is because it is silly, that's why nobody else will go there. And all that He wants to give to you then will be given to you and to you alone. Before this year runs out, some of you will stand here. You want to testify. They would say, you have 2 minutes. And for the first 1.5 minutes, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Number four.
Ikerin.
When he deliberately requests an offering from you.
Bohun ba wa mo yin mo bere ore lowo re.
Then you know that you know that you know that every situation in your life is settled.
Yo wa di mimo fun yo yi oye ke koja aye meji pe gbogbo ipele ipo kiko to le ko ma la koja nu aye ati se ikapa re.
When you offer him an offering,
ibo ba fi ore fun,
and he accepts reluctantly,
iko fi si taratara gba to gba life for yaya si,
he gives you something money come back.
A fi o kan ti owo le ra fun.
When you give him an offering,
bo ba fi ore fun,
and he receives it gladly,
ohun fi tayo tayo gba,
he gives you a blank check.
Ohun a fun ni so we dowo ta fun
kokoko. When he, the all sufficient God,
ti ohun Olorun to ni gbogbo anito ati anisekun lodo,
the one who is never in need,
and in na ti ko fi gba ko wa ninu eni oko,
now comes to you,
so wa to wa,
I said my boy,
so wi pe iwo omokunrin mi,
my girl,
iwo omobinrin mi,
I want you to give me this,
mo fe ko fi eleyi fun mi,
for the rest of your life you should begin to dance,
fun itoko aye re jele ko mo jo.
Because if he does that, every prophecy that you had ever collected will be fulfilled in one day. He deliberately came to Abraham. Abraham said so.
Abraham,
he said, this is why you have come. You have come so I can give you food to eat. So I can give you water to drink. God said, that's true. God now said, I have been promising you for 25 years that I'm going to make you the father of many nations. He said, today, that prophecy is fulfilled. When God demands something from you, when he deliberately asks you for something, number one, all the prophecies in your life will be fulfilled that day. Number two, he will ignore your doubts and unbelief. Sarah laughed. Because she didn't believe. Oh, God said, it doesn't matter. I am the one who came to visit you. You are not the one who came to visit me. I am the one who came to ask for food. You are not the one who offered it. Your doubt, your unbelief, I cancel. I am telling somebody here this morning, you may not believe it. You may have some doubt. But I'm saying to you, in the name that's above every other name, that before you die, the whole world will know about you. Let me repeat that one. Because I'm saying it under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Before you die. Doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how poor you are. Before you die, the whole world will hear about you. God demands an offering. When is the one who demands it? Not the pastor. Not the offering taker. When God suddenly comes to you quietly, something within you says, do this for God. Do this for God.
How
can I do something that big?
How?
When God comes to you deliberately to ask you for something, he will reverse the irreversible.
Sarah laughed because she was already too old. She had not menstruated for more than 40 years. God said, that doesn't matter. I am the Almighty God. I am the one who said, grow old. I can also say grow young. Do you know what? Whenever God asks you for something, it is because there was an opportunity you missed that he wants to bring back. It is because he wants to reverse the irreversible. It means there was something good that you lost years ago that he wants to bring it from where it was and say, come back. I told a story once, maybe here or somewhere, followed by prophecy. I share that one with you very quickly. I told the people, I said, I went to the east to go and mark for WAEC. And I was poor in those days. I will never be poor again.
Amen.
You too will never be poor again. And on my way back, because I had no more money, I stood at Asaba looking for someone who would give me a lift to Lagos. And whenever I see Volkswagen coming, I wave. They didn't wait. When I saw the original Toyota Corolla, the one they call Shalake, I waved. They didn't wait. And I was in the sun sweating. Then I saw this Mercedes 280, the one they used to call Obokun, brand new, just coming. I didn't bother to wait. This one is not going. This one is not going to wait for me. And the driver drove past.
I
went about 100 meters and then stopped. And then reversed. And came to where I was standing. I said, you need a lift? I said, yes. He said, where are you going? I said, Lagos. He said, come
here.
The fellow who was driving was the owner of the car. The way he was dressed, I knew he was the owner of the car. And his friend was sitting by his side on the passenger seat. And the section where I was then was the owner's corner. Within minutes, all my sweat disappeared. And he drove. We came to Lagos. He said, where is your house? In those days, I was living in Surulere. I said, don't worry, sir. Drop me anywhere. Here I can. He said, no, I will take you to your house. He took me to the house. And when God asked me to tell the story then, he said, there is somebody in the congregation. He said, the miracles that had passed you by will reverse.
Amen.
When God demands an offering from you, the opportunities, the miracles, the testimonies that had escaped you, that had gone past, He will bring them all back. And when God demands an offering from you, He fills the rest of your life with laughter. For the rest of the life of Sarah and Abraham, they were laughing. When they woke up in the morning and they see Isaac, they say, Isaac, and you know Isaac means laughter.
Isaac come
here means laughter. Come here. Laughter, come and sit by me. Laughter, let's eat together. Laughter, let us sleep together. There is somebody here today. For the rest of your life, you will be laughing. When God said to me, son, several years ago, give me your Pajero car. And the Pajero to me then was my jet. We have been together for 4 years. It never broke down once. We have gone everywhere. Rough road, good road. Beautiful car. Very comfortable. God, why is this one that you have? I said, ha, when he said, give me. The first Holy Ghost service after that, 14,000 people were healed. The second day, 16,000 people were healed. Since that day, the number has been increasing. On Friday night, now I looked at the people who were healed. You know, some people are looking for money. But some of us are looking for things money can buy. On my way back home, you know, the anointing was so heavy on me. Throughout Saturday, my leg was still shaking. Only I was trying to hide it. I remember that day when he said, give me your Pajero. I wish he had asked me to give him everything I had. If an ordinary 4-year-old car can bring so many blessings, brethren, when God asks you for a blessing, the rest of your life will be filled with laughter. Stand on your feet. That you are here at all this morning, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Just in case there is anybody here who's not yet born again, we're not going to wait for you. If you want to run forward and come and give your life to Jesus. The rest of us, I want you to lift your voice to the Almighty God and say, Father, if you want to visit only one fellow, let me be that person this morning. Let me be that person this morning. If you want to visit only one person, let me be that person this morning, Lord. Let me be that person this morning. Let me be that person, Lord. Let me be that person. If you want to visit just one person, let me be that person, Lord. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Lift your voice to him. And say, Father, every opportunity I have lost, bring them back, Daddy. Bring them back, Lord. Lift your voice to him and say, Father, fill the rest of my life with laughter. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. My Father, my God, we want to bless your name this morning. Thank you for your word. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. All your children who have come forward today, please save their souls. Forgive their sins. Let your blood wash away all their sins. Write their names in the book of life. And let this day mark a new beginning for them. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.